Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For, you know, $19 million to be potentially left on the table, that was concerning. So the vote was called. And I was supportive because I couldn't reconcile in my mind not using every dollar that was given to the city of Buffalo. These are difficult decisions. This was a very difficult yes vote. And in reality, sometimes it's harder to vote in support of something. So we supported it today. There are organizations that weren't funded. That doesn't mean I'm happy about that. I wish all the organizations that were, applied did receive funding, but at the end of the day, we had to balance that with the fact that contracts do have to get out. It's the 11th hour. The administration has to get those dollars out, and that's essentially why we voted. I voted in support.
What happens to those organizations that lost out on funding?
Yeah, I would like to extend an olive branch to the Ujimas and the other organizations. I am committed to working to help find funding. There were conversations when we recessed for that hour where we were talking about potentially, memorandum of understandings and finding CDBG funding. That commitment, those conversations are still going to move forward, and I'm going to press on and ask those questions and have those conversations. We want those organizations to see that funding, but I could not risk leaving $19 million on the table.
What are the biggest questions you have, after this process?
A million. Why did it get down to the wire? Why are we in this 11th hour? Why are we, struggling to get the dollars out when it looked like the county was able to release those funds quite quickly in other municipalities? So several questions as to the process, the procedure, and why we ended up here at the 11th hour in 2024 when those funds were allocated to the city of Buffalo in 2022.
What about the building, the rear arrears that was supposed to cover? What is going on with that? That's a big question here.
Yeah, it's a lot of money that was shifted to balance our budget, but and there's a lot of need for that, but it was unfortunately the decision of the administration to shift those funds.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.